Pastor Edgy. Hello.
Hi, this is Frank from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
53.
53. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master of Ministry.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm registered.
And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning that you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning
10.
You are neither likely nor unlikely
10.
To vote, and a 0 meaning that you are not at all likely to vote?
10, very.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
Extremely.
Sorry?
10.
10.
10. Extremely.
Thank you.
Extremely motivated.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has not power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10 means my vote has a lot of power.
Yes.
I'll say 9.
9. Thank you so much for your response. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 of the options, and here it goes the list. Climate change, student loan forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, healthcare, immigration, Israel-Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, crime and violence, teaching history in schools, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform or police violence, or abortion. You can select up to 2.
Voting rights and discrimination.
Voting rights and discrimination. And now I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, towards them as 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you have never heard of the people and groups, please indicate so. The first one is Kamala Harris, from 0 to 10.
I give her a 10.
Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
9.
Republicans in Congress.
2.
Black members of Congress.
5.
Team Wall.
Team what?
Team Wall.
Team Walls. 5.
And the last one is Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Yes.
9. 9.
Thank you so much for your response. And If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump,
yes,
a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not
very,
too certain,
very
or not
certain.
At all certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic candidate. Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. Thank you. And will you say mm-hmm. that the Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Some of their promises.
Some of their promises, thank you. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
More likely to vote.
More likely to vote.
For Democrats, you? Yeah.
It will be much more likely. Or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. And was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Better under Biden.
Better under Biden. Thank you. And would you say it was much better or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Much better. Thank you. Next. I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a raises of a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 to 10. And the first one is...
10, what was 10? What did 10
yeah.
mean?
10 means that the statement is raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And
okay.
a 0 means that it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans in Congress. And the statement
and
is
neutral.
Republicans
okay,
are pushing. Sorry?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025. A dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will cut health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such as Social Security. From 0 to 10?
10.
7.
Extremely concerned. 10.
10, sorry. Thank you. The next one is, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with Black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that will restrict access even further, putting lives and health of Black women at risk. From 0 to 10.
Might as well say 10. You don't have to read all day. 10.
The next one is, education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by cutting funding
10.
For public schools, eliminating
10.
Grants.
You don't have to read all thing. You can say 10.
Thank you. The next one is, Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation.
A 10, very concerned, I still would mess with it.
you. And the last one is, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues alluding Proud Boys on the stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continuing condoning this violence rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message to this election, not on our watch.
That's true. We have to send a message to 10, I think.
At 10. Thank you.
Very concerned.
Now, thank you so much for your responses. And thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes
how you feel? One moment. Okay. Now, go ahead.
Thank you. Now, moving to the next part, thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. The first one is, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. We cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future. We cannot allow our generation to be stripped of our freedom that so many sacrificed were before us. And the last one is, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. You can select up to two options.
What was the second one you said?
The second one is, black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself.
That one and the last one.
The last one, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And we just have a few more questions to ask you again. These are the last questions. Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you're neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 meaning you are not likely at all to vote?
10.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. And sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic candidate, Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
About 105,000.
105,000. Thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once in a week? Once a week?
Yeah.
Once or twice a month?
I'm a pastor.
Sorry?
I'm a pastor almost every day.
Oh, so it's going to be more than once a week, right?
Yeah, a whole lot more.
Thank you so much for your responses. And this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you so much for your time to make your survey.
Sure. You too, man. Thanks for the work you do.
Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
God bless.
Thank you.